If you just tuned in, you're about 35 minutes late. Where were you? My guest, Brian Kernell, Santa Barbara architect. We've been discussing in the previous segment downtown Santa Barbara, State Street, building density apartments. We're going to talk a little bit about what else are options, but we're going to start off with, in theory, everything sounds good, cities, density, walk to work. But one of the quotes from one article says, "What really concerns me is that we are going to kill the character that makes this town so special." And that's the blowback and pushback you're hearing, Brian, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I understand that fear. And, you know, there are a lot of people who have lived here all their life, and they really don't want Santa Barbara to change. And my response usually in that is, look, you know, change is inevitable, and we need to direct that change rather than simply go through the change. There are ample controls in place to make sure that we don't lose the character of Santa Barbara. We limit heights. We have architectural review. There are lots of controls. So, but you know what? Santa Barbara is going to change. It is inevitable, and I think there are ways to keep the essence of Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, and still make things work better from a downtown economic vitality standpoint.
And based on the city council receiving these recommendations, what kind of time frame? And of course, there'll be public input. Did they give any indication on a time frame?
Well, you know, most of the speakers said it's time to finally act, and I think, you know, the reality is that many of these ideas that came out of this Cosmont report were in a study that the downtown organization did and presented to council that is well over a year old. And so I think the city council is aware that they need to start moving quickly, and really the onus is going to be on Paul Casey, the city administrator, to begin to set the wheels in motion to make this kind of thing happen. And probably the first thing that they'll be able to do is get that density in the downtown changed to create that incentive. But there's going to be other things that they need to do. The underpass that would connect Lower State Street, you know, the waterfront with the downtown, is going to be an important component. Certainly engaging with the arts community and thinking about whether they allow, you know, maybe later hours for live music, which was one of the recommendations. Some of those kind of things, I think, are ultimately going to require the city to look at their ordinances and do some tweaks.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That will help.
You get more people living downtown, so then you get more people to complain about the live music late into the evening. Although they're saying, of course, that they're trying to attract millennials, and one of the people who mentioned that they were concerned about killing the character said that, you know, downtown needs families, not just millennials.
The housing that we're talking about here, which is downtown, which is smaller units so that they are more affordable, they probably just are not family-type units. The good thing about Santa Barbara, though, is that right off of, you know, the downtown on the east side and the west side, you know, you look at the 400s and 500 blocks of some of the side streets like Figueroa or Anapamu or whatever, you know, there's a lot of that family housing in those areas, and I don't think that should change. I mean, I do think we need to be concerned about having places for families to continue to thrive in Santa Barbara. I mean, that's what makes a community good. But, you know, ever since I came to town, I've heard the proverbial, you know, Santa Barbara is for the newlywed and the newly dead.
Oh, I thought it was
nearly dead.
Yes, there you go. The newlywed and the nearly dead.
Yeah. And so that's probably, you know, that's, again, something that historically we've been dealing with. And, you know, you talk to someone like Sheila Lodge, who was the former mayor of Santa Barbara, still very engaged in the discussions of for Santa Barbara, and thank goodness she is. You know, she has repeatedly said, we've always had this problem. We've always had this housing problem. But that doesn't mean that we don't do everything we can to try to eliminate the 15-plus thousand commuters that are coming up from Ventura, or the 15,000 that are coming down from Lompoc and, you know, Guadalupe or wherever. I mean, that is an environmental impact that we ought to be trying to solve. Yeah. And the only way we do that is to create more housing, and we need it. The entire state of California needs more housing, and Santa Barbara is right there with it.
My guest, Brian Cornell, a local Santa Barbara architect, has been for many, many years. You mentioned a connection from State Street to the beach, almost like, well, I want to expand upon that, because are you talking about the State Street underpass? And but before you comment on that, you mentioned Sheila Lodge. Was it Sheila or someone else that suggested a seance to communicate with Pearl Chase to see what she would think?
Now, Mark.
There are no Ouija boards at the...
I don't think she did, no. But, what? You know, I mean, what's interesting here is that Pearl Chase is somebody who was, you know, she was a... she was engaged in the community in a very big way, and many of the things that Pearl Chase and the folks who helped her back then in the 20s, I mean, it had a tremendous impact on establishing the character of Santa Barbara. And also, I think, it created something of a baseline. I mean, we know we're not going to build high-rises in Santa Barbara. The reality is we will always have a height limit that prevents that. So, you know, the work that Pearl Chase did is by no means going to be lost in this current effort. I think it's just the reality of being in our here and now and dealing with the problems that we face as a community and rolling up our sleeves. And it's there's no one answer. You know, putting more housing in the downtown by no means answers or solves the problem unilaterally. It's going to be a lot of things that need to happen. We need to have the right kind of businesses. We need to have, you know, the courage of people to, you know, do some projects that will make a difference. And the community needs to come together to solve it. One of the things was the issue of closure of State Street. There's been a lot of resistance to closing State Street and making it more like so many great communities have downtown walking streets that, you know, are closed to traffic. Boulder, Colorado, you know, I can think of a million. Copenhagen, Denmark, Sydney, Australia, they all have great walking streets. And there, that was one of the recommendations in this report, is that some of the blocks of State Street should be closed and made into a, you know, more of an entertainment zone.
I know that one of the businesses on State Street was opposed to that. And I know one example that is used to show that it didn't work was it Santa Monica, the fourth Street Promenade, or was that an example, or it didn't work, or it did?
Well, no. I mean, the Fourth Street Promenade is an example that worked tremendously well. And admittedly, you know, there was a period where, you know, it struggled. There's other communities like Fresno who did this, and it didn't work for them. But I think that was
in some ways
a product of the time. That was, you know, that was back in the 70s when people were building regional malls out in the, you know, in the fields, and that was what was drawing from the downtown. You know, today is different, and there are clearly more examples in the world where that strategy has worked than not.
Well, okay, and thanks for clarifying Santa Monica, but I guess I remember the period where it was in a lull, but you're saying it bounced back. And an example of Fresno, I don't know what Fresno could do that would work to do anything. Sorry, Fresno. My guest, Brian Cornell, local Santa Barbara architect. So they're talking about closing State Street for events, which they do already, maybe expanding some events on State Street. It's funny, you know, that whole problem with the farmer's market. You know, we have a farmer's market Tuesday afternoon on State Street. They close it. and they can't find a place for the farmer's market, but have, no one suggested just putting them on State Street Tuesday and Saturday morning. We're pretty much at the end here. My guest, Brian Cornell, the thing that actually you mentioned during the break is not your bailiwick, is the State Street underpass, and they're trying to make that a little more, you know...
Friendly. Yeah, more friendly so that people, pedestrians, use it, and, you know, that there is a stronger pedestrian-bicycle connection between the waterfront and downtown.
Of course, if you close State Street, I assume you wouldn't close it to get to the beach, you know?
I think you might. I mean, I give you a good example. You might close State Street at Gutierrez, which is right there at the top of the freeway underpass, and you allow traffic to go both ways on Gutierrez, so that the circulation is easy, you know, up and down Chapala and Anacapa.
Yeah, it's
so
a tough one.
It could work.
It's a tough one because, of course, you know, that pushes people to Garden Street and Castillo. State Street was, you know, one elected to get the cars under there, but you know, I think temporarily closing State Street to see how, and that might also isolate State Street even more and push more people towards the funk zone. But who knows? What do I know? I'm just trying to sell real estate. You're the architect. My guest has been Brian Cornell, local Santa Barbara architect. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for bringing us up to date on this city council and downtown Santa Barbara.
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Brian.
Bye.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.